don't die, so sin, she is destined to go back to her natural habitat. So even in the moment of creations, she is considered as Chavua. So that's why we cannot rely on Kol Kodesh. Because a Nishe, a human being, is always considered Chavua, even in the moment of creations. But in the case of birds, so even though Leah, the eldest number two, knows that Rochel, the eldest number one, had a bird that escaped, but if she finds a bird in the street, in a certain nest, she can be zeichel in that bird, and be makreve, and she doesn't have the reshish, maybe that bird that she's zeichel in the street, and she wants to be makreve for her home. So, that's the bird X, that flew away, so then you don't know mishapeya becomes shalchaveire, because the bird is not destined to go back to its natural habitat. The human being is destined to go back to its home. But the bird, she doesn't go back to she's not destined to go back after to her original habitat. So in a way we apply it on the Polish. So that's the more aspects. Alright, now, so this is kind of vintage. So first Tinsley's rejected the girse that implies that in respect to a human being, even if the bear happened to be born upon the Isha, on the street, outside of his home, in a moment of precious, not of precious, but in a moment of precious, but since he's a resident of the city, so maybe he's always considered for one. Even in the moment of precious, so he's considered for one. So that's the other girls. So Pesach rejected that girls. So Pesach said like Rashi, that people will be saying, "Ho yiyo lechoshet kovua." The domed mitzvah ben hanui is lechoshet kovua. Bechayim tabitini kmushla biyya. So the Gemara says, and on the veins, that if there is a tumbling, and if it's ruba akum, if the baby will either are going, so then, and the baby was found in the street, so then you can be machil that teenage. The veilus, when the teenage grows up, you can be machil the veilus. Why? Because for the boys, for the boys, since most, the majority of the residents in the city are going, so maybe we assume that the teenage in question is also a girl. But, it's in the city, he was found in the city, he was not found on the highway, he was found inside the city. The answer is, when can we apply the rule of Kavua if, let's say, the tinnik was found in his own crib, in his own home, but it's an abandoned home, then we'll say it's Kavua. Let's say, suppose a city was evacuated because of war, so a city was evacuated, and then that city that was evacuated, so had the majority of going, and then the soldiers who occupied the city, so they entered a certain home, and then they found in the crib, they found an abandoned baby. So in other words, the baby was not Polish from its natural habitat. Even though it's the whole residents are going, then we cannot say for the Polish and the Polish, you should be able to be machir the baby in the bailiffs when the baby grows up, because he was found in his crib, in his home, but the parents left the city and they left the baby in the crib. Mashenke, if a baby is found abandoned in the street, even though it's near a home, then they say, call the police, no, the police. So that was the answer she gave. So here too, if we know that the bail went to the village, so then we would apply the halacha of all the police would pass. So here's the kashe. But we think on those of the days for it. I would be on my way, we should be thinking, can't you miss your stand? Also, the whole notion of Evo, we come sooner, we was in Aminamo, Hano, Nisha, the Nile, but I'm not in Sura, the Nile, the Retainer, and I'm in the Shuka, Ashka, and the Kodish, also Hano, the Huse, Mashma, and takes us in the Kashi, assuming that the Pshat, the Gemara, in the way, takes us in Nozia, explains the Gemara. The way the Mephoresh in Nozia, explains the Gemara. So, that Ruben, why shouldn't he be able to be Mikabe Shreyer when he meets her in the street or in the home of a friend, not in her home? So we should say Toby Holmes knew the police. So the Gemara says, no, even if he finds, if he meets Leah in the street or in the home of a friend, so he still cannot be Mikanish Leah for his, as his wife. Because she, even when she walks in the street, Leah has a dream of Kabla, because she is destined to go back to her home. So even in the moment of flux of creatures, she is considered Kabla. So why does Tesis and Rashi say that if the Baal went to the Nivelles, even though it's in the city, so it's considered Polish, not Kuba, but it's Hakalim Yehusei, that Baal is destined to go back to his home. Every night he goes back to his home, he doesn't live in the street. So the melee it should be considered kavua, even in the moment of flux of precious. So he says to the Teret, love purity. Behold, some Bishasun himself, Kishe said, Boal Shunisho, Hadal Yahuse, Honisho Shekinisha Shuya, Hokekazu Munigabo, Bisho Sheisho, Hareyu, Nai. So in other words, where is Tesis in the Kashi assuming that the Pshat in the Gemara is Hosom Haroi Chusi has reference to Leah, the woman he's Mikabish. So Tesis in the Talmud says, not like Tesis Pshat Nozi, but the Pshat in Hosom Haroi Chusi has reference not to Leah, but Hadron Chuse is reference to Lady X. We have two women. One is a woman, we don't know her. We don't know. That's Lady X. That's the woman that presumably she was in Skadeshes for women. That's Lady X. We don't know her. Now there is another woman that Ruben is interested in marrying. That's Lady. So, Tesis in the Kashi assumed that the Pshat when the Gemara says Hosom Hadron Yehuse means Lady's Hadron Yehuse. So then, in the Pshat, that's the way Tesis in other experts, that's the way the Mifoesh in other experts, the Gemara, Hosom Hadron Yehuse has reference to, so, Hosom Hadron Yehuse, so in other words, it has reference to Lady, the one. Even if he meets Leah in the street, she still has a din of kavua because she is destined at the end of the day to go back home. So even at the moment when he's mikdash, so she eats hadar lechusa. So she has a din of kavua. She has a din of kavua. But Jesus in the Talmud says no. Also hadar lechusa means no. There is no such halacha that if at the moment when the sofik is nevah, so. The Isa, the Sophic Isa, is Nile, but if it is destined to go back to the Mikimachrias, so then it has already a din of Kavua, because of its destiny, of her being destined to be Chazer of Mikimachrias, so even the moment of Nile, so has a din of Kavua, there is no such halacha. But what Gemara says, when Gemara says, Hosom Hakel in Chuse, means, Hosom Bishasu Isa, Kisheze Boal Shun Isho, Hadro Yehuse, Ho Isho Shekidish Ashliach, Abel Hoche, Ke Adro Yinu Migabo, Bisho She Isho, Harei Nayet. So the Lord is saying, he cannot marry, Ruben cannot marry Leah in the street, because he'll marry Leah in the street, and then he'll live with her. At a time when he'll cohabit with Leah, that's the Sophic Isa. Who is the Chtichas Isa? Lady X is not the Chtichas Isa, Lady X is his wife. She is the Chtichas Eta. Who is the Sophic Isa? Lady is the Sophic Isa. Because if it is called Klach Ishmael that Lady X is the sister of Leah, so Lady is an elder, Achizishte. So in other words, when the Kavua Tesis says in the text, there is no such halacha that vis-a-vis Odom, who is destined to go back to his Mikim HaKriyas, so even in the moment of Prishus, Yeah, and what is the din of Kuba? That's not so. That is the shite of the Rishayim and the other girls. But this is shite and Rashi shite means there is no such aloha that Odom always has a din of Kuba. Why? Because he's destined to go back to the Mekemakris, to the natural heaven. But at the moment when the Sofik is Neilat, he is porridge, so then we apply the aloha of Kuba promise to hold the porridge, in spite of the fact that the Sofik Isa is destined to go back to the Kimakris. But at this moment, he's not Kabua. So from there we can apply the aloha of Kuba's and the Kuba's. But the Gemara is saying, Reuben cannot be Mekam Shoei. He will not be able to live with her. Because at the time of the cohabitation, that's the Isa. In other words, when is Abraham Israel? When he's born. So maybe at the time, in all probability, not only maybe, it's more probable. And let's say it's not more probable, but it's Sofik HaShop. So it is at least the Sofik HaShop that at the time when he is born Leah, maybe Lady X is in her natural habitat, she's at home. Possibly she's possibly at home. So she's a Kogwa. So Melee cannot rely on Kofi Popovich and be Borel, because at that very moment of the Maisi Isa, when the Sofik Isa is done, so it's very likely that Lady X is a Kogwa. So in other words, so Tesves, here in Suves, is Chemik and Tesves in Osir, and then the Mephoreshinos. Tesves in Osir and Mephoreshinos here, they say that in the case of Halil Mishluch Hitzin, Kavishlu Yisho, so who is to be considered as Kogwa? Lady X or Leia? The woman who is to be Mikavish. So according to Tesves in Osir, according to Mephoreshinos here, it's Leia who is to be considered Kavua. Whether Leia is Kavua or Leia is Posh. Or Leia is Posh. Why? I mean, we understand very well as to why this is Nozir and the Posh in Nozir say that the question is not whether Lady X is Kavua or Posh, but whether Leia is Posh. Because who is the Chachisa? Lady X is not Hisa. Lady X is his wife. So they led the Mephoresh in Nozir and Jesus in Nozir, they both agree that in order to determine whether it's Kavua or Polish, so we have to determine whether Leia is the woman he wants to be Mikadish, the Sofik Isa, the possible help. There is a Sofik. Leia is the possible help. Whether she is Kavua or Polish. And it's a discovery like that. After all, what does Kavua mean? Let's say, in connection with Tes Chluis, Mechi Shchuto, the Achas Mechelet Psalm Leila. So what is Kavua? The store. Why? If you bought it in a store, so there the Chtichasis is Kavua. There is a store of Leila. So the Chtichasis, so the criteria is whether the Chtichas Isa is Kogwa, the Sofik Chtichas Isa is Kogwa, or it's Polish. If it's Polish, we are Kogwa. If the Sofik Chtichas Isa is Kogwa, so then we don't rely on it. So here, which woman is the Sofik Chtichas Isa? Not Lady X. Lady X is certainly Heather, that's his wife. So, Mele, that's why it is this, and before she knows here, they say that the question is, the crucial question is whether Leia is Kogwa or Leia is Polish, not whether Lady X is Kogwa or Polish. But Tesis, and Tesis in the Kashi also seems like that. Tesis in the Kabbalah says no. The crucial question is not whether Leia is Kogwa or Leia is Polish, but whether Lady X is Kogwa or Lady X is Polish. But the question is, in the case of Teshach Nuyes, so it's the Chtichas Isa, that it depends whether the Chtichas Boso, the Chtichas Isa, the Sofik Chtichas Isa is Kogwa. So why should it depend Why should it depend on Lady X, on the status of Lady X? It should depend upon the status of Leia, not on the status of Lady X. The answer is over there in the case of Hanuminis. So the source of the Isar is intrinsic in the Hatira. And the male is the male. Why? Because another Hatira is Shuto. That's why this Hatira is the male. This Hatira is the male because this Hatira is the male. So in other words, the source of the Isar is inherent in the Hatira itself. So the male very depends upon the status of the Hatira Isar. Because in the case of Nevele, the source of Israel originates in the Chazis. Masha'im came in the case of Achiz Ishte. So the source of Israel does not originate in the Chazis. The source of Israel originates in the sister, in Lady X. So in other words, that's the machleket between Tesis in Nozir and Tesis in Ksuvos. Tesis and in the forest in Ozir, they say that in regard to the question as to whether a certain Hatira is Kovua or Polish, so the crucial question is not whether Lady X is Kovua or Polish, but whether Leyek, the Sophic elbow, is Kovua or Polish. Not whether Lady X is Kovua Polish. Lady X, that's not his topic elbow. That's a Misha's heter. That's his wife. Masha'im came to Tisves in Ksubes, in the Teres. He says, no, the crucial question is not whether the Chachasisa itself, the Sophic Chachasisa itself, has the status of Kovua or Polish, but whether the source of the Isar, the Chtiched is the source of the Isar, is Kovua or Polish. So, in the case of the Vele, it's unhacked, because the source of the Isar of the Vele is inherent, is intrinsic. Masha'im came in regard to the Isar elbow, there it's extrinsic, it's not intrinsic. What possibly makes Leia into an elbow? The fact that Lady X is her sister. So the source of the Isar is extrinsic. It's not intrinsic. It's not inherent in the Hatira itself. So the Mele, the crucial question is, what is the status? Whether the source of the Hatira Isar has the status of Kovua or Polish. Not whether the Hatira Isar per se has the status of Kovua or Polish. But in case of the Vele, so it's unhack, because the source of the Isar is intrinsic. But the essential thing is, the essential question is not whether the Chasisa per se has the status of Kovua or the status of Polish, but whether the source of the Chasisa has the status of Kovua or the status of Polish. So Vele, the Gemara in Nozir doesn't say that vis a vis Odom. So we don't apply the aloha of Kovu Polish even in the moment of flux. No. According to Tesis in Nozir, this is what the Gemara in Nozir says, that vis a vis Odom, who is naive and who is destined to come back at the end of the day to his natural or her natural habitat. So the male and Odo always has the status of Kovua. And that is the Shita of the Rishayim who adopt the Girse of Maike. So the Gemara answers, how the Kovua? If the Mirus, Psuim, happen to be residents of the city, but the Rok residents are Shayim, it's always Kovua. Even if it is established that the Baal went to the Nivalis, so it's Kovua. Because they explain the Gemara in Nozir in accordance with the Pshat of the Meforesh in Nozir. Masha'im came Tetzes in Suves, he says the crucial question in determining whether a Chtir HaSisar is Kovua or Polish is not whether the Chasisa per se is Kabbalah Polish, but whether the source of the Chasisa is Kabbalah Polish. But in a very way, it's China. Because the source is intrinsic, it's in here. But in the case of the Alvo, it's extrinsic. So, in order to be considered Kabbalah, so it must be established that the source of the Alvo is Kabbalah at the time of Nisa. So that's why it's also Polish Shabbat, because he cannot marry any woman, because possibly that woman is the sister of Lady X. And the time of the Israel, the Shor Shuvola, the time of cohabitation, so the source of the Chasisa of Leah, that's Lady X, might be Kavua. In all probability, she is Kavua. She is not only Himakrias. And even if it's not probable, but it's at least possible, that the time that he is born Leah, so Lady X is Kavua, is been Himakrias. All right. Now, so this is a very basic question. This is a very basic question. Now, Tesis mentioned the Raya. From Tinik Mushla Beira, the Choshet Kavua. So we see that even the Gabi Odom, even with Gabi Odom, so we apply the law called the Polish, we say, that's a Gemara for ashes. That's a Gemara for ashes. Now, so how about the Rishayim who accept the Gilse? Who accept the Gilse here in the Gemara? Malike, the Osli, Iyel, Gabei, Biblio. So the Gemara can tell us the Harim Kavua. In other words, even if that by Rebbe may be a Shevim, it's always Kavua. Even if it is established that the veil came to the Nivellas, so it's still considered Kavua. Why? Because he is destined to go back. Since Enodo is destined to go back, the male to his Nikimakrius, he is always considered Kavua. He's always considered to be in a static state, even in the moment of flux, because his ultimate disposition is to be on. That's why Rashi in Ozia says, because kol klido basmurachim. That's Rashi mentioning kol klido. In other words, that this is the normal, natural disposition. If not for kol klido basmurachim, or if the Rebbe Shom had created human that naturally she should be exposed to one in the street all the time. So then we wouldn't say that even the moment of flux she has the status of Kuma. But since Kol Kveya Maskelach Mimo, and that is the purpose of the Bria, that a woman should be Pnimo, should not be a Yatonis all the time. So Mimele, because of that, so that means that she is disposed. She is destined to go back, and that destiny is the natural thing. So maybe, even in the moment of flux, in the moment of pleasures, she also has the status of Kavua. Now, so according to Rashi, it's not Rashi, but it's in the Forish. So according to the Forish in Osiria, it follows that the right Gilse is Malike, because Azra Yulikabei, and then beat me up, so the Gemara status is Avri Kavua. So that means that even if it is established that the Baal came to the Nivellas, it's still considered Kavua. Because these are the Odom, we don't apply Kol Polish, because he is destined. And this is the natural disposition of a human being. And if this is not the natural disposition of a human being, so he's not normal. That's what Rashi means, completely masculine. Suppose the kind of a person who doesn't want to go back home or only wants to be a tramp, to be in the street all the time, So it seems the natural disposition is to go back to the natural, habitat. So the male is always conservative. That's the shita of the Mepharshinosa. And that's the shita of the Mishani, who have the Girsi. Have the Kabua. So, what the Kashi is, Tesis mentions a strong Chayot. A strong Chayot from Tinik Mishloch Pier. So then, if the Tinik was found in the street, in the city, and it's a reish, if it's rof, if it's hobby, so then it's mutar achir in the Beres. So even in Gabi Odom, if we find him in a state of flux, not in a state of clears, but in a state of flux, of clears, so we apply the law for the college, no other college. So, I mean, I want to mention what Rav Chaim says on the Rambam. Rav Chaim does not discuss that specific thing. He discusses the Rambam of the Hilchot to Chachmei Shacharot. Today I can discuss that Rambam. But anyway, we discuss it on other days in next year on Friday. So Rav Chaim says that the Pshat in those Rishonim who say, Hadal Mikruseh is that in order of who is the Baldeo and who is disposed to come back to his Mekemat Vies. Why? So why is it? Because there is a halacha that by Tisha Chametz, Kula Mechis Tvos HaShchuto, V'Achas Mecheves Tvos HaMedeo, V'Lokam Achas Mecheves, so he said to us, Uvinitzo Holach HaChalem, Holach HaChalem. So the question is, Nitzo Zoh HaChalem, so Lokach, but now he's not in the store. He bought it in one of the stores. So he bought it yesterday morning. Now he has it in the street. He's holding it in the street. So then, we should also apply the lock-up from the college. Why do we say that lock-up is then it's going to go up? But right now, too, at the moment when he bought it. So then, because we came at this. But right now, he's not in the store, so we should still apply the halacha of Kol Deparis. The answer is, but now, the Poskim said that only if a godel was lokach in the chalus, but suppose a kotel who has no veil, a child bought it in one of the chalus, in one of the stores, and now the child brings it to our house, and the child doesn't know in which store he bought it. So that what the Shach says, in the Shach, in the Sinek Kufir Alev. So he says, in Sinek Kufir. So he says, if he caught me for it, and then he brings it to us, then we apply the Aloha of all the promise to all the What's the difference? Whether a God bought it in one of the stores, or a God bought it in one of the stores. It's the same source. It was bought in one of the stores. This way, in the case where you find it in the street, near the stores, so then we can say, maybe it wasn't even dropped by a king, but maybe it wasn't even dropped by a king, but when he caught the bullet, then we know that he caught the bullet. So it should be considered like waka. The answer is, only when God is out there. So, got it. So then it has a deal like Lokach Nakabua. So that's the aloha. If somebody takes it directly and delivers it from the Kabua, then it's not Polish. Even though later on it's already Polish. He took it from the store. He bought it. But that's aloha of Lokach Nakabua. So it remains Kabua all the time. If he took it directly, deliberately, if he Bendeo takes it, if he Bendeo took the chtichas bosor from the store deliberately, so the melee it always has a deal of kavua. So the melee, that chitus of Rishonim that says that vis-a-vis odom, odom always has a deal of kavua, even though the beyel went to the nivelas. So the sofik was nila in the moment of plishus, of flux, not in the moment of kriyus. But since it's hadra l'kriuse, so the melee, So Memeno is, you always have a new Kumbhan. That's only Shai Bayukodo, who is the Beyo, who is a Bendeo. So then, if the Bendeo, the Kodo, the Beyo, went to the rebellious, so it's like Kumbhan Atzmei Mina Kumbhan. What's the halacha if the Kodo buys a piece of meat in one of the stores and he doesn't know in which store? Now he puts it on the street, he throws it down on the street. We don't say it's Polish, it's on the street, because it was acquired deliberately by the Deo from the Kabua. So the Meme, it always has a status of Kabua. Even though right now it is already in the street. So the same thing is true according to the Mitzvah. In the case of Rebbe Priyahida Sheer, and we know that the Beyo came to the Nivellas in the city, since it's Hadar Kibbutz Sefi, so that means, and means he got on the Beyo, so mainly it's Rokach HaSatzim in the Kabua. So he always retains the status of Kabua, because it's Rokach HaSatzim in the Kabua. Mashiach, in case of Leila, there is no Kashi against him for shaming, because that's a higher than you can where is no Medea. So Medea, it's not Lokach Atzmen Rakavua, not Polish. Mashiach in the case of the Medea coming to the Nivellas, since it's a Medea, so he has a deal of Lokach Atzmen Rakavua. Alright. Just finish the memory. Good, Omar Abzeh. Kol kubua kibach kal mech tadom Begini kul edim lechume Minolei Virab zeiro lo Ilo ibi tish achmiz Kul ibi kubato shuzak Kufasa nebeiro Ilo kak mach Ilo ibi dea meiz Ilo kak tzvi kloosea Ulo ibi tola chalo Kosa lechume How do you know that ibi lechume Elo ibi tish achmiz Vishere tzach abdeleya Ilo kak mach Ilo ibi dea meiz Ilo Sveikei tome Kosa nam lechume אלו מתישו שרוץ, הוא צבא בי היחוד בנייה, זה צבא בי ההיסטוריה, ולא קבע אחת מהם בי בי בי, זה לא קבע. בירשו סיוכי, צבא כתומי, בירשו סרבי, צבא כהיסטוריה. So even though from the point of view of what, since nine, now he was the guy in one of the insects, nine of the insects are שרוצים, שרוצים על איתנו. In that chariot is Itamar. In that war, it's Abeya, it's not Itamar. So, from the point of view of war, if you're anything Aloch of Kondua, we should say, there are nine chances against one, that he came in contact with one of the Shvotzim, rather than with the war, the dead war. So, still, we say, that if it happened in Yerushas Rabin, so it's Rekitoya, here's the Kore. So we see that we rely on the halacha of Kavua. That Kavua, we rely on the halacha of Kavua in the Kure, not on the Kure. How do we know that's not the Kure? Kavua is not the Kure. So it's a Kirosakos. Because from the point of view of Kure, even if it's Kavua, let's say, Tisho Shvotzi, it's Rabbi Rachabinir, and one touched one of the 10 insects, he doesn't know whether the 9 insects, the Shvotzi, if you touch one of the 9 insects, the Shvotzim, so then it's done. If you touch that one insect, the fly, it's what they are, so it's done. So from the point of view of chances, it's 9 chances that is done against one chance that is done. From the point of view of logic, of pure logic, so we should apply all. But it's a great cause. So you can't ask any questions, it's easier to cause it. Kokobua came back from that one. So, with Rice in the law, on a call, the law of the Yukomo, like he's having a... The Rabbono, that's Rashin. Rashin says, it's hard in the Hawaii Kure. We are like a Shine, so he's got there. Even though there is a Chiyuv Nisei for killing Shine, just that there is a Chiyuv Nisei for killing Kure, so, but since he was mishaven to kill Ruben, and he killed Shimon, so he's brought up. Why? Since he was a person. Behold, Achi is haven. When is one hired, he suspects him for its yichay. Only if he kills the person at whom he aimed. But if he aimed at killing Ruben, and be killed. She man, so his father of his death. So he learns it out from the Pasuk Vav. They have one on. They say, Yishad l'hal yezeh lor, Yishad l'hal yezeh lor, Yishad l'hal yezeh lor, Yishad. So they don't douse him from the Orav Lehi, Atzi Yishad. But they probably douse him something else. So what do they douse him, what do they do from this Pasuk of the Orav Lehi? They have one on, Amin Lulam Yamai, Prat is a general Mida. Hey, Chedot. In other words, if let's say there was a Chabure of 10 people, if you hold him, then he's hurt. So, and if we stole and he killed one, so then his father of me said, this is the Sakos. And if we stole and killed one, take away the little bit of time. So without recourse to the sacrosanct of all our way to come there, he should be put out of this. In other power, five are the Chodim, and five are Israel, so he was lost. So without the sacrosanct, he should be put. He should be put. We took a look at this in Israel, in the Akon Echon Neyen. The Havel, the Akon Kogua, Kogua, Kibach, Tomer, Tomer, if in that Chabura they were nine Israel, and one Akon, and if we stole, so even if there's a personal consensus of war, we should say that he killed, he was mishaving to kill, he was mishaving to kill, and he saw it. Now that there is a cost of Kavua, so maybe we don't apply a law of war. So the mayor is for this. Now this is a very difficult one. Now let's see what Rashi here is very obscure. It doesn't say what it really means. Omar Kor, the old Rashi is Hanna. Rashi is Hanna, Hanna 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 aber schön ist ein Leben, das ist ein Haare, es ist ein Haar, 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 weil ich keine bekommen habe, aber wenn ich nicht mehr drauf ist, denke ich, wenn du gut achten, du hast einen Korb, und dann baue ich einen Korb, ja, kann ich nicht kommen, dann ist es nicht mehr, so, die Forsche ist, die mir die Forsche ist, doch, wenn die Zivor ein Loch sind, da haben wir die Achten Kogua, weil ich mir ein Haar, der 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 So Rashi here does it. So there are two possible pshatim. There are two possible pshatim. Let's see how Rashi is going to Mulakan. That the more is of Mulakan is a heavier and here. Let's see, it's a heavier and don't spell it out here. But the Mulakan is spelled it out. Mulakan is not in that. Rashi says in the Kamala in all the days, when it's like a big tissue is ready, the new half core have a mime, zil was a up, and you saw it with Hale. The other guy, the Gilmo love the high is Hale, and he's had the Hale Geze, Lord Geze Hale. Commercial core, the Hoyle of the Hale, Akum Kabua Bineye, Kinechta Omechta Gale. He saw it in the first to hold you, and so he says, Video the lab the highest hobby. So the other guy. The lab for Adam is you was a book with his royal hat. The other guy video the lab the highest hobby is had a gazelle or a gazelle. Hire. Commercial and core. The whole of the Adam Yakum. Kobabine. Kimerta or Merta Dome. This is a question of a very remarkable chapter. According to Rashi, so the Zerzakosu does not have reference to the case where there was a group of 10, 9 Israelis, one in Bichodim, one in Bichodim. Now if somebody kills an Bichodim, so his father is a death. He's a Mitzayah, he's high in Zerishamani, but his father is a death. If someone kills in Israel, so it's high in death. Now, so suppose there was a group of 10, 9 Israelis, and one in Bichodim, and he threw the stone, and we don't know who he killed. He killed one of them. We don't know who he killed. So, Rashi doesn't apply the opponents rushed to that case. The Rama in Sanhedrin fought in that case. In other words, according to Rama in Sanhedrin, it's a supposed to be the case where the Jewish stone, and he said, I am having to kill women. One of the nine is like, women. And then, but as far as I'm not concerned, whether he kills women or she or lady or you, it doesn't make any difference. Because Rabban Hol, Yishavim Ha-Yezeh Ro-Yezeh, is high. But he was Yishavim to a particular person. Particular person, Yishavim Ha-Yezeh, and you saw it. And then he killed one of the ten. Whom did he kill? One of the nine Israelis, or one, or the one Akum, that we don't know. So, this is what it was a cause of his reference to, according to Ramaz Pshat. If the heaven is a cause of Pugwa, so we should say, this man can be, if not be a Muslim. Why? Because even though Hayel is a problem, he's bottom is a test, he's only a Hayel, how can we execute him? Go with the law. So, generally, on the basis of law, so there are nine chances against one that he killed in his work. Not in his home. So, really, if not in the Sakosu of Kogua, we could say, yes, this is best. But only because of the Sakosu of Kogua, so he doesn't get this is best. He doesn't get this is best. This is how it arrives. From Rashi it's Mashman. In that case, we don't have to resort to a sakosu of Kabul. Let's say, if this, the Sanhedrin, has vanished something, whether he killed one of the nine Israelis, or he killed him in Chobin, without a sakosu, he wouldn't get this. Why should he get this? After all, without a sakosu, we should go for some more. So I think Rashi would probably say, after all, with him, Shmuel says, and we pass from Shmuel, that in the moment we are at Mitzi, on the basis of law, the Yuchim on the law, so why should the Foshes be less serious than being Mitzi Mami? If this cannot be Mitzi Mami on the basis of law, but it must be established beyond the shadow of the doubt. So that's Kamo Lechamo, the best thing couldn't be done in person. And the basis of what? And the basis of what chances? So we have to assume that he killed the nine chances against one. That he killed the Israel, rather than in the but in Hilkin Roman, however. So we are not managed with Hoshes. And the basis of what either. So we doubt that there was a cause of Kogua. So he couldn't get this in such a case. He couldn't get this. Now, from the Rama, it appears that if the heavenly minister is a question of Kogua, so we'll be able to be managed, even though they can only have all. But we'll be able to be managed. Why? Either because Mamin is Bokhomo, let's not be stubborn, or because some of the Shem say that to kind of war, maybe this kind of war is more effective than the role of Rubens Abdul Radia, whatever the reason is. But from the Ramay it appears, that without it there's a cause of Kogua, so even if it's not established, absolutely, that he killed in Israel, since the, on the basis of war, we should say, there are nine chances against one chance, that he killed, that the heaven hit in Israel rather than in the country, so maybe we should get this. But because of Kogua, so it doesn't exist. Rashi doesn't explain it in that way, because Rashi should believe that if the subject would be whether a Mamish killed a Yisrael or an Akon, then if without Kogua, we couldn't give Mitzvah, we can't give Mitzvah on the basis of all, because on the basis of most chances, so he killed a Yisrael. So we cannot give Mitzvah, even without Kogua. But here, the Sakosu has reference to the case where we determined that the heaven hit in Israel. But at the time he threw the stone, he said, I am having to kill whomever the stone will hit. I don't care. I am throwing the stone in the natural way. speak a death prayer. And I want to kill one of the ten. One of the ten, whomever this stone is going to hit, so I am going to, I want to kill. And then we determine that it killed in Israel. But if it's a case of powder, so without the Zakos, even though he said he's going to kill whoever he's mishabel, whomever the heaven will hit, he doesn't care. And there are five coming. So melee, that means he's not mishabel the highest. Because at the time when he threw the stone, it was a subject whether it will hit in Israel. So melee, it's not considered mishabel the highest.
Ryan Tessim Suvos Udal Dira Toshim and Bays, April 7, 1982, on Friday.
And one of Chavim, if there had been exercise of Kavua, so on the basis of what we'd say, in all probability, we can predict that this event will hit one of the nine Israelim rather than the one in Jehovah, on the basis of what? So it can be predicted on the basis of what that he is destined, that this Zriki is destined to result in the killing of Israel, and he is mishabel to kill whomever it will hit. And the question is, who will never hit? So if there hadn't been the Aruch HaKavua, then we should be able to predict before, in advance, that it will kill Israel. So it's considered mishabel by Israel. But since there is Al Zeres HaKosuf of Kavua, so anyway, we cannot predict that in all probability it will kill Israel. So Melech, and he was mishabel to kill whoever the heaven will hit. So Melech, it's not considered mishabel right. That's the machlokes between the Rama and Rashi. Now the Shulchan Aruch says, first of all, we can see the Rama. In the other man's agreement, and then she invests here and so this mentions the Rama. And then she invests mentions another Pshat. So we'll discuss the other Pshat. Alright, so we'll read it.